tomorrow's news today. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, April 12th, 2026. All of my predictions since this Iran-Israel-U.S. war began back on March 1st have come true, because this Strait of Hormuz war with Iran has been war game as much as anything else has. It's up there in the very top few. It's very well known what the scenarios are. It's on record. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them told Trump that this wasn't true what Israel was telling him, but the neocons came in and they lied to Trump. I first broke that a month ago. It's confirmed now by the White House. Absolutely insane. And now Iran has us by the balls because we started this with Israel. They're not going to give the concessions Trump wants. The peace deals I predicted last week fell through. And now Trump has announced he's going to blockade everybody going through the strait and not let Iran get out its oil. Iran's ready to sit there for months or years and play this game of chicken. And I've been saying that will be the next move, is a blockade. And why haven't our ships gone in there before when Trump said he was a few weeks ago? Because then they can be hit by all the short range and medium range missiles and artillery. So this is beyond insane. The U.S. will now get the blame even more for the energy crisis that's already spread around the world. Inflation numbers came in last week. It is causing massive inflation in the United States as well. And chain reactions around the planet, like Taiwan not being able to make chips because they can't get the liquid natural gas. It goes on and on. And Israel knew that when they attacked to drag us into it, that there was a good chance the bullets wouldn't fall, but they were going to commit us to a full war and then face saving. And now Trump is in a huge pissing contest with people that psychologically are not going to back down. And I predict the mullahs are not going to fall, at least for 6 months a year. And by then, the economy will be beyond devastated. And that's what BlackRock and Larry Fink and the Rothschilds want. And they're really happy right now. They had the COVID lockdown to kill the economy, and their wealth doubled as the public lost about half theirs on average. And now it's going to happen again because they've got all the free money to loan out. And they'll put us on the global social credit score and all the rest of it. So things were going so well till Trump let the tail wag the dog and Israel control our foreign policy and thus our domestic policy. That's the reality in the year 2026. Pray for an awakening. Pray for Trump to wake up, call out Israel, and pull out of this now and make a real deal with Iran. That's the only way. Needs to be done now. Follow me on next, Real Alex Jones. Full transmission tonight, right here, 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 8 p.m. Two shows on the InfoWars Network at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, that is a little transmission from our stalwart leader, Alex Jones. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones today. I'm Harrison Smith, of course, host of The War Room. We've got a lot to cover in this two-hour broadcast and then Sunday Night Live from 6 to 8. Very glad that you're here with us in this all-important time period. Everything is accelerating. Everything is getting that much more, well, for lack of a better word, insane. Completely and utterly insane. And I'd say tenuous. I'd say the sort of liminal character of our civilization is wearing a bit thin. And we are on the cusp of some really horrifying stuff, really all over the world. And we've seen this type of thing before. In fact, if you remember, I did a year in review in 2019. For the year 2019, I called it the year the mask came off. Because all throughout 2019, there were these uprisings, these upstart revolutions taking place. The Yellow Vests in France, the Hong Kong rebellion against Chinese control there. And in every case, the powers that be sort of said, yeah, we pretend to be democracies, but not anymore. Actually, we're just going to crush you. So I called it the year the mask came off. Ironic, because the next year was the year of the mask. I didn't know it at the time. But it was the year that they basically said, you know what? We are tyrants, and we will crush you. And we will do what we want, regardless of how it affects the people. It feels like we're in that situation again. So before 2019, it felt like we were on the cusp of a worldwide revolution. And then COVID hit. Here we are on the cusp once again. And Iran hits. Not a coincidence. I'll explain it on the other side. Stay with us.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex on this Sunday evening broadcast. It is the 12th of April, 2026. We stand on the cusp of total change, one way or the other. Feels like we've been in this position for a while now. I remember all the way back in like 2018 saying that we are now in the crucible, in the process of forging a sword. You put a lot of work in, and sort of one of the last steps is the crucible. And it's the hottest point. It's the point in which all of that work that's come before either goes to nothing or succeeds. And you get a nice, you know, brilliantly made sword out of it. That's where we're at. The most intense heat, most intense pressure, and all of the work that we've done up till this point could easily just be completely spoiled, and we could be in a worse position we were than when we started, or we can get out of this refined, sharpened, honed, and successful and victorious. And we're sort of on that cusp. It feels like we are at the tipping point one way or the other. And if you were watching InfoWars last week, you got to witness a miracle. You got to witness an honest-to-God coincidence beyond coincidence when you had Alex Jones talking to, I believe his name is Pastor James Williams of Darkwater. And he's going on and on about the battle axe, and the battle axe arrives at exactly that time with a letter saying, God told me to send this to you. Just crazy coincidences. So crazy. And this is like kind of one of these ironies, is you've got some people claiming that we faked it, which it's like hard to even believe people would seriously suggest that. If you've watched the video, hard to understand how that would have been faked or why we would have faked it. Just kind of a weird thing for them to suggest. But what it means is that it's real, right? It's like if it wasn't a real miracle, if it wasn't something actually miraculous, actually beyond, you know, natural description, it seemed a little bit supernatural the way it worked out. And people saying it's fake is because they recognize that and they just don't want to believe it. But if it was just a ridiculous, like, oh my gosh, I sneezed right when you said that thing, so it must be true. Like, it wasn't just some sort of random minor coincidence. This was something so crazy. Like, even just, and I witnessed it myself. I sat there and watched Rob Dew walk by with the axe as he was going into the studio. My office is right outside the door. And it was amazing. And again, people recognize how insane it was. And so they choose to think, nah, they must have faked it. It's too unbelievable that would have actually happened. No, it actually happened. And so what you're really expressing here is doubt and skepticism that should in fact be wonder and awe. And like reverence for what you've witnessed. But again, if it wasn't as crazy as we thought it was, nobody would say we faked it. They would just said, what the hell? And so an axe showed up. So what? No, it was crazy. It was meaningful to those of us that watched it unfold. And of course, the coincidence of it happening right before Alex Jones is attacked by Donald Trump, it was all very spectacular. And I thought maybe we'd Maybe we should pull that video in, because I did a little 5-minute video. Because just watching the video, it's almost not enough. You almost need the context of, like, here's what actually just happened right in front of all of us. And it was really spectacular. And then you have Donald Trump attacking Alex Jones, which, again, I can't help but see a sort of, like, we witnessed what happened with the axe. It was, like, crazy. Alex is crying. I'm, like, holding back tears. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe that just happened. This guy telling Alex Jones, you're the battle axe. You're the battle axe of God. And then this battle axe, like, descends from heaven and is like, I am from God. So it's like, wow, this was crazy. Then 3 hours later, Donald Trump attacks Alex Jones. And suddenly it's like what was already perceived as a miraculous event takes on this whole new meaning of like, oh, this, maybe this is what it was about. Maybe, and people even that, like, seem to not understand what I'm saying. I'm saying that Satan wants Alex Jones enraged. Satan wants Donald Trump attacking his own friends, and he wants those friends attacking Donald Trump back. Satan wants division and strife and chaos. And maybe if the day had gone differently, if Alex was in a terrible mood, if he'd just been hit with some bad bankruptcy decision and stubbed his toe and, like, you know, all that stuff. And then he got hit with, you know, the Donald Trump diatribe, the hatred diatribe, you know, maybe he would have responded different. Maybe he would have come out swinging and said, screw you, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't. He had been given this gift from God as assurance, it seems to us. And again, I have people being like, oh, this is very blasphemous. I genuinely don't understand that. You're saying that it's blasphemous to witness miracles. What? You're saying that it's blasphemous for something to happen, seemingly miraculous thing happens, and we're supposed to go, but that's not from God. It's blasphemous to see God's handiwork here in the mortal realm. You're not allowed to see God's work here on earth. It's like, what a crazy thing to think. No, the blasphemous thing would be to be if we faked it. People get confused. It's like if you're a paralyzed person and you pray to God and suddenly you can walk, that's a miracle. If you're a preacher that brings up a not paralyzed person in a wheelchair and then commands them to walk and they get up and walk and pretend, like, if they fake it, that's blasphemy. If you're pretending to witness or engage in miracles because you want people's money, that's blasphemy. That's the worst sin you can commit, according to some interpretations. But actually witnessing a miracle and then saying, guys, I'm pretty sure we just saw a sign from God, I don't understand how that could be blasphemy. I really don't. Again, unless you're saying, like, oh, look, a robin landed on the window right as I said that. God approves of what I'm saying and we have to do it. That's not what we're saying. We're saying what we witnessed felt and seemed miraculous in all sincerity. It was crazy. The reason I'm saying all this, I'm not just, like, you know, trying to ramble about this miracle we witnessed, even though it was worth rambling about. It's because we're in a situation where we haven't wanted to drop Donald Trump. We have not wanted to be on Donald Trump's bad side. We have tried against all, you know, prevailing sentiment, perhaps against all reason, logic. We have tried so hard to cling on to Donald Trump. And it's almost like we needed the slap in the face. We needed the outright rejection. We needed the ambiguity and the nuance to be stripped away and for what's left over just to be, Donald Trump is not worth your support. It's time to move on. And here's the craziest thing about the axe and the thing that really, I think, puts it into the realm of the miraculous, is that the letter that came along with the axe describes that exact process that I just described of wanting something so badly and thinking that it's possible. And even as it gets farther and farther away, you still cling to the dream and you still are, but if we could just get him to do the stuff, if we can just get Trump on the, because the guy who made the axe, who, by the way, is now on X, and I'll get you his account, because now we found the son of the guy. By the way, if you do think that it wasn't a miracle, the guy put the literal shipping receipt, so you can see exactly when the axe was shipped and when it arrived. Like, it's beyond confirmed. And so the carpenter, the Cynthia axe, is now on X, and I'll get you his account so you can follow him, because that's very cool. But he wrote a letter saying, I had this vision, I had this idea, I had this dream, this fantasy that I'd go to thealexjonesstore.com, I'd make a purchase, and I'd win the truck. I'd win the raffle, and I'd get to come down to Austin to meet Alex Jones to pick up my new car, and I'd be able to deliver him the axe in person, right? That's the fantasy. That's the dream. That's the thing he was clinging on to. And for months, he clung to that dream until it was finally his son saying, look, that may be nice if that were to happen, but like, what if it doesn't happen? Like, that might not happen. So just go with what you know, right? Why cling to the fantastical hope that maybe you could win a raffle and go visit him? You know, why put all your money on that when you can just mail it to him and it's a sure thing? And so the axe comes along with this message, with this lesson that applies directly to Alex Jones of like, hey, you've got the fantasy, you've got the dream of Donald Trump. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. And I've experienced this in my own life. Friends or you know, people I worked with where it's like, I should have maybe years ago been like, I can't work with these guys anymore. I got to do something else. But you want to cling on to it. You don't want to lose it. And you really need a betrayal, a slap in the face to go, okay, God, I get it. You're pushing me away from what I'm doing. That's how I got the job at InfoWars, by the way, in case you were curious. Literally like clinging on to this like impossible dream for so long. And then finally being just like completely betrayed and being like, guess I got to give up on this. I guess it's finally time to give up on this dream. Better go to Craigslist and see what jobs are out there. Boom, first job, InfoWars. Crazy stuff. Crazy how coincidences like that happen. So all this is to say is that we have gotten the signal now. We have received the signal. It is no longer ambiguous. It is no longer nuanced. Donald Trump is not the guy. Maybe we'd be in a better position if we'd realized this before, but I think our opposition now to Donald Trump is only strengthened and made more legitimate by the fact that we have not thrown him under the bus. We did not throw him under the bus for Ron DeSantis, like so many people out there did. We did not throw him under the bus when it looked like he was being thrown into prison or persecuted by the left. We have, in total good faith, tried desperately to believe in the promise of Donald Trump. And finally, out of his own mouth, on his own post, we have been told, I am not the guy. Donald Trump is not the guy. It's time to move on. And everybody's sort of getting that message. And to be honest, we probably should have learned it a little while ago, because regardless of what you think about Trump, he's not the candidate in 2028. Somebody else is. So when you go to CPAC and you see Donald Trump's face blown up the size of buildings everywhere, that's kind of counterproductive. He's not going to be a candidate in 2028. He's not a candidate in 2026. How is it helpful to have a cult of personality around a guy who's not even going to be running for office? It doesn't make any sense, especially when that guy has now completely and totally sacrificed all the goodwill, all the benefit of the doubt, all of the political impetus, the mandate we delivered to him in office. He has squandered it all. So what should have happened, and what we were begging Trump to do the entire time, was that Trump should have taken his popularity, taken the revolution that he represented in American politics, and brought up a bunch of people with him. The only people he brought up with him, he has now cast to the side. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a great example, right? Somebody that rode in on the Trump wave of a bunch of people going, hey, Trump is kicking butt. We need more people like him. And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are like him. So they've been tossed to the side. Lindsey Graham is now in charge. Mark Levin is now in charge. They are now MAGA, and you are not, and I am not, and we are not. So thank you, Trump, for letting us know. Message received. It's time to move on. And so that's what's happening politically, and we can show you some interesting events here over the weekend, including Donald Trump appearing, doing one of his favorite things, and appearing at a UFC event, MMA event. And he actually appeared at this event last year, and the reaction, a little bit different, a little bit of a more subdued and muted response told Donald Trump getting into the UFC. And if we can go to that video, it's in my list. Do y'all have it? Clip number 58. Here it is. Trump above in 2025, below in 2026. And you'll notice in 2026, they pumped the music quite a bit just to try to drown out the booing. Let's watch.
Right now, to a standing ovation, the 47th president of the United States of America, flanked by UFC CEO Dana White and others, Donald J. Trump.
Is there anybody else?
So just massive energy, everybody standing, everybody's got their hands in the air with the films, trying to just capture a glimpse of the king, a glimpse of the newly crowned president of the United States as he walks triumphant into the UFC to just deafening cheers and a standing ovation. That was 1 year ago, almost exactly 1 year ago, with the same people in the train, right? Same people coming along with him. Into this event. Pretty different to what happened in 2026. Here's 2026.
The 45th and now 47th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Not a lot of people standing up. A little bit lower energy. You can just feel it. Nobody's reaching out to grab him. Nobody's trying desperately just to get a high five from Donald Trump. Subdued. There were actually a lot of boos there. People posted other videos from different angles where you can see not the official audio. That was mostly the music. Yeah, and who's he? I think he shakes hands with that Dan Bongino. Don? Is it Don? No joke. I literally don't know if his name is Dan or Don Bongino. I can never remember. That's not just me trying to, like, subtly disrespect him by getting his name wrong. That is me overtly disrespecting him by not caring what his name is. Dan Don Bonginjo. So there you go. This, of course, is reflected in the polls that are coming out. Of course, not the CNN poll where they're like, we asked five diehard Trump supporters if they liked Iran, and he has 100% approval rating. Okay, sure. However, a CBS News poll has showed that Trump's approval trend among white non-college voters has cratered in just the last few months. Not over the course of a year, not over the course of 6 months. Between February and April, it went from green to red. So February 2025, 1 year ago, he was plus 36 with this group of people. By the time September rolled around, he was only plus 26. So he'd already lost a bunch of them. Probably by getting rid of Doge and starting the bombing campaign on Iran and, you know, but people still overwhelmingly happy with him and in favor of him. By the time 2026 of this year rolls around, we're looking at only plus 10. So, all right, not great, but not terrible either, at least in the positives. Now he's at negative 4 as of April 2026. That's a net 40-point negative swing in a single year, which is hard to do without killing someone, right? I mean, it's like, but I guess he did. Only he didn't kill someone. He killed our nation. He killed America, actually. And I'm not even exaggerating there. But to me, the even more shocking thing is the 14-point drop in 2 months. 40 points over a year, but 14 points between February and April of 2026. So, again, you can blame this on podcasters, but we've been talking the whole year. The collapse only came after Iran. This isn't about who's criticizing you. It's about what you're doing. And this, again, is just the height of absurdity of all of this is the fact that they mess up and then want to blame the people talking about their mess ups. They betray the country and then want to blame the podcasters / radio television hosts. Hi, I'm on the radio right now. For responding to or reacting to the terrible policy decisions. And so this attack on Alex Jones, the attack on Tucker Carlson and others has been an act of total desperation. Here's how Alex Jones responded with J.P. Sears this weekend.
Do you do IQ tests here?
Yep, that's what we do.
Okay, because I think I need one.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Why do you need one?
Well, I've had some people lately telling me I have a low IQ.
Ooh, shots fired. Gosh. Who's been telling you that?
Well, some people online have been telling me that, like the president. And even my dogs are looking at me a little bit condescendingly now.
Well, we'll find out. So with this IQ test, I'll just ask you a series of simple, really common sense questions, and you just give me your best answer.
I'm actually kind of a little bit nervous right now.
Oh, yeah, you should be, because if you turn out to be what some would call a low IQ nut job, then you're pretty much a lost cause.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
All right, first question. Which word doesn't belong? Apple, banana, carrot, orange.
Is it carrot?
Very good, because it's not a fruit and all. It's clever. Next question. Who would be considered more of a traitor to their country? Person A, who receives $230 million from a foreign lobby, or person B, who receives $0 from a foreign lobby?
I mean, clearly person A.
Wrong.
Come on, that's got to be correct.
Next. Hypothetical question. If a country has a major shipping waterway that you want to have open, and it's currently open, but they'll close it if you go to war, what would be a smart way to ensure that waterway stays open?
You don't go to war with them.
No, not even close. I mean, common sense would say go to war with that country and stay at war with that country as a way of putting pressure on them to reopen it after they've closed it because you went to war with them.
Are you playing with a full deck?
I don't play cards, but thanks for asking. Oh, and this is a good one. If you had the desire to take down an international pedophile ring, what would be the best way to follow through on that desire?
Well, you launch a full investigation using every means necessary, and then you prosecute those bastards to the fullest extent of the law.
Wrong. No. You would launch an effort to prevent any investigations and prosecutions.
That can't be right.
Well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah. These questions are kind of weird.
Oh, I assure you, these are standardized IQ test questions, sir. Next question. Here's a scenario. You got a person, they work for America and America only. What country does that person work for?
America?
That's incorrect. They work for Iran. Next question. Who's more beautiful as a woman? France's first lady, or maybe man, or Candace Owens?
Candace Owens?
No.
Have you seen France's first lady?
I would totally do her. If she had an OnlyFans, I would subscribe. Any reasonable man would. Okay, how would you describe what America first means?
Putting America's interests first above any other foreign nation.
No, you're actually describing anti-Semitism. Yuck. Okay, last question. What year did we first land on the moon?
We've never been to the moon.
No, we've been to the moon. We go all the time. Well, your test is complete. I've never seen a score like this before.
What'd I get?
You got an IQ of 65.
Is that high?
No. That's a very low IQ.
My life is literally ruined. He was right.
Who was right?
Just don't worry about that now. My big question is, what am I going to do with my life now that I've learned that I am so stupid?
Well, just remember, you're also a nut job. But yeah, you're pretty screwed. Really, the only option I can give low IQ people such as yourself is to, like, go off and open a Somali daycare.
I am completely devastated.
Absolutely brilliant response from JP Sears and Alex Jones. You can find that on Alex's X account, at Real Alex Jones. That's JP Sears and Alex with the perfect response to Donald Trump. He wanted rage. He wanted outrage. He wanted a fight. Nah, just mockery. You sad old man.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want it to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work, and we'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis, but not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Have to work like a dog to make it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harrison Smith sitting in today for Alex Jones. Remember, you support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. It's the only way to support us. We have so much to cover now. We're going to get into Iran and the latest there and the failure of the ceasefire talks, courtesy of Israel. That's the reporting, at least. But just everything is completely insane and exploding all at exactly the same time. In some cases, literally, a gigantic volcano has just erupted in Japan. The Sakurajima volcano, disgorging immense amounts of ash into the atmosphere right now. And of course, you've been watching InfoWars this week. You know that we've talked quite a bit about the changing condition of Earth's ecosystem, the atmosphere, the magnetic shield around us, and this is what you would expect as a consequence of that, after all. My God, it's just gigantic. You've got, the Earth's crust, the mantle all reacting to the radiation that the sun emits, even though a lot of it is blocked. But if you take down that magnetic shield, you're going to get more interactions, more chaos, more geological phenomenon like that. But that's just that. But that's the natural phenomenon. But that's just literally the Earth actually exploding. Figuratively, it's exploding with even more force and destructive power. And I'm telling you, in the break just now, we had like a 4-minute break, as we do once an hour. And I just went through, just you know, liking some things to save them. And we have Israeli units nonstop systematically detonating what's left of Taba Village in northern Lebanon as they create new settlements there, as they drive out the last remaining Christians in the first Christian community, the place where Jesus was born and raised. They are being violently driven out in complete defiance of Donald Trump's explicit demands, by the way. But we should be used now to Trump being utterly humiliated by Israel. In North Africa, we have videos of Islamic invaders with clubs, knives, and machetes wreaking havoc on Andalusia, Spain. And a church has burned. Another church has been lit on fire by Muslims in Ireland. At the same time, Ireland is going to war with the Garda. I'm going to get to that in just a little bit. And there's videos of the Irish actually fighting hand-to-hand against the Garda. Here's the Darth Vader-style stormtroopers going in to oppress the natives of Ireland for opposing their wholesale replacement by hostile foreigners. We, of course, have the attack on Savannah Hernandez yesterday. We are going to get to that video and give you an update as to what's happened there, because the political chaos here at home is simply simmering. It is not cooled at all. It just is waiting for an opportunity to boil over. Israeli Defense Minister Katz gave a press conference from southern Lebanon 2 hours ago saying the residents will not return to south of the Litani River, meaning that around 20% of Lebanon's population has now been forcibly evicted from their ancestral homes by the hostile and aggressive land grab of Israel. A group of Afghan Muslims set fire to a historic church in Ireland. Michigan residents will now be under drone surveillance as Oakland County Board of Commissioners voted to approve a very controversial new drone program for law enforcement. So the physical, you know, aspect of the global panopticon control grid going into place here in America, Michigan, of course. 6 warehouse fires have occurred in only 3 days, as there's become a trend of disgruntled employees literally setting fire to entire warehouses when they, like, don't get a raise. Then this volcano erupted, and we have some new information about Tyler Robinson and the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I'm telling you, folks, that was less than 4 minutes on X for me, and I could spend an hour on every one of these. We could talk about the church in Ireland being burned, either as a singular example of yet another terrorist attack against the people of Europe, or as the latest of a continual, practically daily series of church fire bombings that have occurred in Europe. I could spend the whole show on that. I could spend a whole show on the sudden rise in warehouse fires that have occurred over the last month or so, also paralleling exactly the run-up to the COVID-19 lockdown. I mean, every one of these I could spend an hour on, and every 4 minutes I spend on X is that many stories. Just to give you an idea of the true chaos engulfing the world right now, just a little hint, all right? Just a little hint. So I wasn't even planning on covering any of those stories, because I didn't know about them until just now. Whoops. So what we are going to do is talk about what's going on in Iran and the continuing and, like, bottomless failure of the Trump administration in the war in Iran. Failure upon failure upon failure. It is inexplicable if you're approaching this from any sort of traditional, logical perspective. If instead you approach it from the correct perspective, which I'll give you here in just a second, then all of this makes perfect sense. See, what you're being told is that we have all of these various war aims, some contradictory, some didn't exist before the war started, some are only existent because the war started. They change. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. That's because none of them are real. None of them are real. None of them are actual. None of them are being sought after. Okay? This is not about replacing the Iran regime with a new regime. It's not about getting rid of their nuclear stockpile. It's not about opening the Strait of Hormuz. It's not about any of those things. Because what they want you to believe is that this war is being waged by America for American interest, Israel for Israeli interest, and Iran for Iranian interest. Okay, hold on. That is a great idea. Nobody steal this idea. Maybe I shouldn't say it. But an Art of War book parody by Donald Trump, where all of the advice is bad advice, that is such a funny idea. Just taking the Art of War and then replacing the advice in the actual book with whatever Donald Trump does. That's like the funniest thing I've ever heard. That would be a million-dollar idea right there. Don't do it. It's mine. Copyright. Don't steal my idea. I'm going to write it. I got distracted because that is a very funny idea. No, the actual purpose of the Iran war is the same purpose of COVID-19. It's the same purpose of the Ukraine war. It's the same reason why Europe is being flooded with migrants and why we've been saying they've been pushing for World War III since at least 2020. And as we've been saying, the Ukraine war was also designed to spiral out into a wider conflict. There's been resistance. It hasn't actually happened. In no small part due to Russia's behavior and not crossing the red line, not bombing Europeans, really playing within the laws of international regulation as they are, you know, bound to do, because they don't get to, you know, flagrantly violate international law like Israel and America does on a routine basis. The point of all of it is to get World War III in order to get total control of humanity. This was always the plan, and this was the plan before World War I started. World War I was about destroying once and for all the last royal houses in Europe. The only royal house that stood after World War I. Before World War I, German Empire was in place, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was in place, the Russian Empire was in place, the British Empire was in place. France, of course, succumbed to the revolution about 100 years before that. And by the end of World War I, none of them, except for the UK, British royal family. That was the only one that really stood as a powerful monarchy after World War I. And it was already taken over by the Rothschilds following the Battle of Waterloo 50 years before that. So they were spared because they became the vessel by which the Rothschilds and other European banking interests decided to, you know, rule the world. So World War I was about getting rid of those noble families. Check, 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 right? You can mark that right off. World War II was about destroying nationalism, creating the basis for globalism, the Bretton Woods Agreement, establishing the global monetary empire that we've been operating in the entire time, creating the UN. Remember, World War I created the League of Nations, but Americans weren't down with it. It had to be ratified by the Senate. Senators didn't want to. It was created by Wilson. It was created by an American president, but America didn't join because they had to get it approved by the Senate. This was back at a time when the Senate and the Congress, the House of Representatives, were actually jealous of their power and wielded it effectively. That's not really the case anymore. Now the executive does whatever the hell he wants, and Congress and Senate enjoys the fact that they can be totally hands-off and not responsible for the actual decisions being made. All this is to say, World War I, League of Nations, World War II, UN, World War III, global government. That was always the plan. They're pushing us towards that as rapidly as possible. And you see this as Germany has just increased the, you know, age of the draft. The UK is telling their people, and has been for a while, get ready. We're going into total war mode. We're going to be a war economy soon. America has said, forget, you know, all this other stuff. We're going into a war economy mode, and that's what's going to, you know, be the driver of our success from now on. They're pushing towards this. So, long story short, when you look at the Iran war through the eyes of these people, then everything's going swimmingly. It's all going perfectly. The point of the war was to create the economic disaster that we're now witnessing unfold, to create the shortages, to impose the rationing, use rationing to control the people. This is always the plan. The Strait was supposed to be shut. It is supposed to be shut. They'd be fine if it went down completely. Iran was never supposed to be managed and administered by moderates who could work with their neighbors in America and Israel. The plan was always to create a failed state in Iran where it could just be a playground for warring empires for all of time. They want it to become Syria or Libya 2.0. And again, we've been saying this since before the latest round of this war. So I know some people are starting to say this now. They're starting to like look around and go, gee, after 45 days of war, it looks like this is that we knew this before it started. Okay. How did we know? Because we are looking at it through this dichotomy, not the traditional idea of, oh, America, this, we're fighting for America. No, we're not. America is fighting for the globalists. This is obvious. This just could not be more obvious. And we're seeing the way that against all reason, all logic, all sensibility, all political impetus and the zeitgeist currently at work in American politics, against all of that, we are doubling down on this war, tripling down on this war. We're now almost forcing China and Russia to get involved in this war to a greater degree than they ever were before. And they're responding in kind. It's all on purpose. They are driving us towards World War III on purpose. They could get off at any point. The off-ramp is right there, available, if Israel doesn't bomb it first. And really, that is the off-ramp. The off-ramp is you have to drive through Israel. You have to, like, Israel standing there blocking the off-ramp. And if we don't want to go to World War III, that's who we need to run over to get onto the off-ramp. Do you understand? Because it's not even a question at this point. It's almost to the degree that they're doing it to provoke us, which may very well be the reality. But we've got statements from Trump about this, and here's the real important thing about it. U.S. intelligence shows China now taking a more active role in Iran war. China may have shipped missiles to Iran, and Beijing is allowing some companies to sell Tehran supplies that could be used in military production, American officials said. Okay, so it seems like knocking out Iranian capability of production and manufacturing isn't actually that effective because they can always source material from China and Russia. Duh. American intelligence agencies have obtained information that China in recent weeks may have sent a shipment of shoulder-fired missiles to Iran for its conflict with the United States and Israel, according to U.S. officials. If they're upset about this, have they thought about looking in a mirror? Have you thought for a single second about the precedent you set by waging a proxy war against Russia in Ukraine in the full view of everybody? It's not a secret. Ever since the war began and before, the Ukraine war has been a project of the American deep state. Their information that they're getting, the weapons that they're using, the targeting, you know, coordinates that they're sending missiles to fire, it all comes from us. And yet we're playing this stupid, like, backseat children's game of, but I'm not touching you. Oh, but it wasn't us, though. Well, you can't blame America. It was Ukraine that did that with our money and our information and our weapons and our holding a gun to their head saying go to war with Russia. But we're still playing this stupid little game, expecting it never to be flipped around on us. Well, here we are in a direct conflict with Iran. You don't think China and Russia are going, okay, cool. New board game just opened. Let's play with the rules that have been set down over the last couple of years. And everything America is doing is setting horrible precedents that will come back to bite us in the ass one way or another. And it's not going to bite the bad people in the ass. It's going to bite us. It's not going to be Donald Trump and Jared Kushner that end up being the victims of an Iranian terror attack. It's going to be the average Americans. Well, and who knows what they're going to attack, but so far we've bombed their universities, their hospitals, their business parks, their residential areas, their bridges, their government buildings. And every time we do that, we are giving them a pass to do it as well. We're giving them a green light. And I see people online arguing, going, well, you can't say that. I mean, we're in a war. Every target's valid in a war. And it's like, okay, that's the exact same argument Iran could use to target Americans. And they'd have the additional argument of saying they started it, they did it first. So what happens if the Golden Gate Bridge gets targeted by a, you know, nitrogen bomb, something homemade in a basement somewhere? Again, people have this shockingly, like, confident idea that America, like, can't be attacked. People are like, what could Iran even do to bring down an American bridge? It's like, I don't know. The Key Bridge in Baltimore fell over because an Indian person driving a boat went like this for about 10 seconds. So it's like, it's just crazy. It's crazy that we're allowing our government to be committing literal terrorism against civilians overseas and expecting that not to come back to us. That's insane. We should have learned this lesson a long time ago. But we're like stuck in this. Apparently we're stuck in this conflict again, entirely because of Israel. And it's beyond apparent that that is the case. So if you really want to cut through all the noise, I can talk about the negotiations. I can talk about the history, how we got here forever and ever. It's a very simple thing. Israeli influence in America has to be surgically extricated brutally, like with prejudice. That's the word I was looking for. With prejudice, right? Not like, hey, you know, we understand, but we just can't do that right now. More like, you have committed treason. Leave the country or face the consequences. Like, you can exile yourself. That's fine. Or we can charge you with treason and give you the due punishment you have earned. That really needs to be how, and that's it. That, do you want to solve the Iran problem? Solve the Israeli influence issue. You want to solve Trump's problem with the voters? You got to solve the Israeli influence issue. Do you want to not be arrested by the Democrats for thought crimes in the next few years? Then we have to extricate with prejudice all of the Israeli influence that is responsible for us driving headlong towards that eventuality. It's very simple. This is not a complicated thing. It is complicated by the fact that the people doing it are in fact Israelis. U.S.-Iran negotiation ends with no deal. After nearly a full day of negotiations, in a terse statement, Vice President J.D. Vance said the Iranian delegation had rejected U.S. terms. The bad news is we have not reached an agreement, and I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. Again, if you are watching this with any expectation of a positive outcome, you are a fool. There was never going to be a positive outcome to this. We knew there was never going to be a positive outcome to this because the negotiations themselves were never even meant to happen. The only reason the negotiations are happening is because Donald Trump desperately needed a way to save face and back down on his threat to kill everybody in Iran. He put out a tweet saying, I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to destroy a civilization never to recover unless you open the Strait of Hormuz. You have 48 hours. They did not open the Strait of Hormuz. So they called his bluff. So in order to look like he wasn't having his bluff called, they lied and said, oh, we accepted this 10-point basis as a starting point for negotiations, and this will be the end of the war. It never was. It was never going to be. And we told you this literally the moment it was announced. The moment that it was announced, I was on air on War Room, and I said, no, this is stupid. They're not accepting this. They're not accepting this. This is a face-saving measure from Trump. And sure enough, like within a couple hours, they were like, oh, well, we didn't know that we agreed to Lebanon being part of the ceasefire. It's all BS. They said yes to the basis of the negotiations, even though they knew they had no ability to stop Israel from bombing Lebanon, but they said that they accepted it strictly to have something to present to the American people, so it didn't look like Donald Trump just straight up backed out and chickened out. But it was never going to happen. They were never going to accept it. However, we do have information, details about how this negotiation was scuttled, because despite the fact that it was always started in bad faith and never had a hope, the conclusion was foregone. It could have worked. They could have come up with an agreement. Yeah, just because it starts on a bad footing doesn't mean they couldn't have worked out some, hammered out some agreements in the back rooms. But that didn't happen. And it didn't happen, apparently, because Netanyahu called J.D. Vance. That's the official reporting. That's the official story. We do have the video of it. Let's go to clip number 20 here. This is J.D. Vance announcing the conclusion to the negotiations with Iran. Let's watch.
We've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement. And I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. So we go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could. And they have chosen not to accept our terms.
Yeah. Question. Again, it's because we do not have the superior negotiating position. We, in fact, are responding to them. They are the ones setting terms because we are the ones asking them for something. Now we're trying to do some weird I don't know. I don't even know what to call it, because it's almost like it's Kabuki theater 5D chess is what it is. It's like playing on this idea that people have about Trump playing 5D chess. Now we're the ones blocking the strait. So now America is going to be the one blocking Iranian and Chinese ships through the strait. So the goal for the war that didn't exist before the war is now being dropped, and we are now the ones doing the thing that we are trying to stop Iran from doing. But we also don't really have the ability to do that thing. And if we do that thing, then we will no longer be at war with Iran. We'll be at war with whoever owns the ship that we're threatening to bomb, which would almost certainly be somewhere like China. So we are driving full tilt towards World War III on purpose and by design. The lockdown measures are already going into place. The, you know, outrages and uprisings because of the lockdowns and fuel restrictions are already happening. In Ireland, there's been a lot of anger for a long time about the migrant crisis, which also plays into Israel. It's not a coincidence that both Ireland and Spain are historically and currently the two countries most opposed to Israel, and they suddenly get hit with this massive influx of migrants, Spain especially, just hundreds of thousands of Africans flowing in 2 days after Netanyahu comes out and gives a speech saying Spain will pay the price for disobeying us, for going against us. Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence personally. And so you have these fuel restrictions in Ireland that basically set the flame to the tinder that's been piled up for the last couple of years. And now there's this combat going on with the Garda. We'll get into that later because it gets deeper than you've probably heard about the method by which the globalists are, what they're doing in Ireland, they plan to do everywhere else, and we'll need to pay attention to that. Vance says, the simple question is, we do not see a fundamental commitment of will for the Iranians not to develop a nuclear weapon. No. Well, you know what? On February 27th, you had them in total agreement to not only not develop a nuclear weapon, but to give up their enriched material. That was on the table. But you decided 2 weeks before, because of Netanyahu's urging, that it was going to be war. And so if that was really the big issue, if that's the big sticking point still to this day and currently messing up the current negotiations, then maybe we should have accepted that diplomatic solution all the way back then. We'll get back into it. I'll explain exactly how these talks were scuttled, how exactly Netanyahu apparently just interrupted them right as they were making some positive progress, and how China and Russia are getting involved in this in a very real way. All of that in hour two. Stay tuned, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that'll 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, last up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to say 10 p.m. and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.